My name is Nick Rindo. I've been doing crop art. I've only been doing crop art for 7 years.
Welcome to Portraits, Politics, and Puns, Crop Art at the Minnesota State Fair. I'm M.A. Roscoe. To recap, crop art is using seeds and beans instead of paint or some other medium to create a work of art. You don't have to go to the Minnesota State Fair to see it, but you betcha it sure helps. This podcast introduces you to some of the best grain wranglers and glue slingers competing for blue ribbons at the Minnesota State Fair. In episode one, you met Christy Clancher as she created her blue ribbon winning croppie. See, that's a pun right there. She also created a portrait, two of the three main themes in crop art competition. In episode two with Nick Rindo, it's gonna get political. But first, Nick gets a little evangelical.
I've been doing it for 7 years and I love it. And I've been trying to get more and more people to do it because it's super fun. And it's... So
you do have a mission to expand the art.
Yeah, I think it's different than like the fine arts building. If you submit like a painting or a photograph or something, you have to submit it well in advance, and then they judge it, and they determine whether or not it's worthy to get in the fair and all that. But with the crop art, everything gets in, unless you make something completely risque or, you know, something they determine inappropriate. Then they might take it down.
But, you wouldn't know from personal experience by any chance, would you?
Yes.
We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later. But no,
it's democratic.
You get probably hundreds of thousands of views. Like, there's a constant stream of people the entire state fair, and if you look at the numbers, like, it's amazing how many people view your stuff. And unlike the fine arts building, where people are very like conservative and careful, and they look at they're very thoughtful at the crop art building or the agriculture building, they pull out their phones and they take photos and selfies with it, and they're all pointing, and so it's a much different atmosphere than the fine arts building. So I highly recommend anybody, like, just make one, put it up there, and you'll get hooked. I've managed to hook a few friends now, so they're into it, and they're already planning next year's. So
planning does help.
Yes.
Who introduced you to it?
Teresa Anderson. She's been doing it for a long time. Actually, I briefly dated her daughter. That's how I got introduced to it. I've done freelance illustration in the past, and so she thought, oh, you like illustration? Check out my crop art. So I looked at her stuff, and it was super cool, and I thought I'd give it a shot. And I made one, and I submitted it, and yeah, just the sheer number of people that saw it, my friends and family, and that totally hooked me, and I wanted to do stuff every year after that. So,
whether in any medium, whether it's charcoal or watercolor, faces are hard. Faces are hard, and you pull it off.
I try to. That's the goal. Lillian Colton, the quote-unquote queen of crop art, she did mostly portraits, and that kind of hooked me too, because I like to do something people recognize. Otherwise, you can do other things, but like, if you can do something that people recognize and love, it makes them happy or it makes them laugh. That's kind of, I'm chasing cheap laughs usually, or a quick smile. I mean, this year it's Burt Reynolds. I grew out a bad Burt Reynolds mustache this year. You can't see it in the podcast, but it's killing my wife. She hates it so much.
I'm sure the listeners can feel it.
Yeah, they. My wife hates this Burt Reynolds mustache so much, but I decided to go with it.
All in.
Yeah, all in. I went all in this year, but. Yeah, my first year I did William Shatner, because I just thought that would be hilarious out of seeds, and I did Captain Kirk, and it's fairly well received. I've done Star Trek every other year because I think it's just, there's something silly about doing retro sci-fi in corn. It's perfect. It's the perfect marriage.
Set your phaser to native grain.
Exactly. So.
So, you do. You've done other celebrities that have gotten you, at least, if not in trouble, at least under consideration.
Ha!
2015.
Puns. All right, yeah, 2015. So,
I'm just here for the puns.
2015 got crazy, and I could talk about that, all the different angles of that, because that was just nuts.
Crop art often reflects the news of the day, and in 2015, rape accusations against Bill Cosby dominated the news cycle. And Nick went there. He made a portrait of Bill Cosby using rapeseed.
So 2015 was a Star Trek year, because I've done Star Trek every other year. And that was I actually did Spock that year originally. I did Leonard Nimoy because he passed away. So it was part Star Trek, part obituary. So goodbye, Leonard Nimoy. And near the end of, I got to August and I still had time. I was like, I could maybe make another piece. And I thought, I wanted to do something relevant to 2015. So I was kind of looking through the news stories, like, what would make the most sense? And then I was like, well, every other day it's Bill Cosby. Like, seriously. At some point there was like 57 accusers, like, every other day it's Bill Cosby. And I don't know where I came, like, I thought about, what if I do that, a rapeseed? And I thought about that for a little bit, and I asked female friends who are comedians and stuff whether that was going to be okay, if I was walking a line that I shouldn't be walking as a white guy. Should I be going after Bill Cosby? It was kind of a weird, I was afraid of that. But they said, no, you have to do it. That's clever. Do it. So I was like, okay, great. So I made the crap. I wanted to make it very clear that I didn't love Bill Cosby. I made the crappiest Bill Cosby you could make. Like, it is really, it's like 8 inches by 8 inches. It's made on this like little canvas I got at Goodwill that had flowers on it. I just shellacked over it with some paint.
It looked pretty good to me. Thanks. It was like legit.
It was important that it was recognizable as Bill Cosby, but it was also important that it was clear that I did not spend time on it. So it was like, put the glue down in the right shape, sprinkle the seeds on, be done. And I went through great lengths to make it clear that it wasn't something I loved. So here's a fun angle. That was the 50th year of Crop Art. So I got an interview from Pioneer Press before the State Fair even happened. So they knew I was coming potentially with a Bill Cosby crop art made out of rapeseed. And they're like, oh, like, they were very more interested in that than Spock. They're like, let us know if you do that. Like, and I think they might have contacted the State Fair after, like, so I think they might have been part of the story, which was fun in itself.
Hey, what about that rapeseed guy? What's your line on that?
I mean, I was just, so the idea was, when you submit your piece, you have to submit a legend card with the seeds that you used on it, the show, and they have to be seeds that grow in Minnesota. And this one was very tongue-in-cheek. I made it just out of rapeseed, which is also known as canola. Canola is rapeseed that was modified by Canadian scientists to make it more palatable to the human stomach. But canola and rapeseed are the same thing, it's just canola has been slightly modified. So I put, in the legends card, it just said canola, parentheses, rapeseed. In big letters, that's all it said. I didn't say anything else. It was just like, statement done, put it up there. I wanted to see what would happen if people would get offended. Because I was annoyed that, like, he hadn't been kicked out of, like, nothing had been done. There are 57 accusers and nothing had been done at that point. Sorry, where you are. Okay. Yeah, so there had been 57 accusers and nothing had been done. And nobody seemed to really be doing anything. It was kind of annoying me. So that was the point in getting that out there. So I put it up. I give it to them. And poor Ron Kelsey at the State Fair, he's the sweetest guy.
I wish he was my, like, grandpa.
Right, he's the sweetest. Like, he geeks out about seed bags every year and puts up his antique collection of seed bags. But Ron Kelsey gets it, and
you know, they made his clothes out of that when he was a kid.
I believe it. I have no doubt. I bet some of his clothes still are.
That's not silky fabric.
Yeah, right? That's rough. He's calloused. But Ron was, I think, trying to do me a favor by covering up the word rapeseed with a piece of tape. So he put it up on that Thursday, so then it was just
opposite Bill, effect.
Right. Then it was just Bill Cosby made out of canola by Nick Rindo, and it suddenly looked like I was a Bill Cosby fan, like, trying to shake things up, and which was not the case. He was trying to not kick it out of the State Fair. I was just trying to, you know, see what would happen. But by him doing that, he got himself in a little trouble. And of course, Pioneer Press, I think, called them and asked about it. And then
They stirred the pot a little bit.
They definitely did. And by, I think, Friday, it had been taken down. Like, either they or other people complained. Either the people that thought I was the Bill Cosby fan complained.
Oh my God, did you send it to him in jail?
I was actually glad not to have been sued by him, because I was always, I was seriously wondering when his lawyers would start coming after people, like, in a half-hearted attempt to make him seem innocent or whatever. But I was always very careful not to, like, to say accusers, and, like, that was a careful thing. But, so I put it up, he puts it up, it gets taken down, and then, like, it just goes crazy. Reddit takes it, Huffington Post writes about it, and then, unfortunately, and this is where things go now, people got mad at Ron. they weren't mad at Bill Cosby, they were mad at this sweet guy, Ron Kelsey, and there were people in the...
Flour sack underwear.
The poor guy, like, his chafes, the poor guy, and he's...
not deserve that.
No, and so I'm looking through, like, the Huffington Post, like, comments, and people are like, they need to fire that guy. Like, or, like, I don't even know if you can fire him. I thought he was, like, part volunteer. I don't even know how that works. But, like, I was on there, like...
You can't fire me. Right. I'm part volunteer. That's what
I don't know how that works. But I was on there like, you guys, don't be mad at Ron. Be mad at Bill Cosby. And fortunately, I will say this for Huffington Post. They saw those comments and then immediately contacted me. Like, would you like to put an addendum at the bottom? And I was like, yes, I would. I do. The last thing I wanted to happen was for Ron Kelsey to get in trouble. Which I don't think he was ever in trouble because I think he's untouchable now that I know him more. But like back then, I was like, oh, man, if I get this sweet guy fired or like, you know, off of this post because of my stupid crop art, I'm going to feel terrible. So they post the addendum, whatever. But yeah, the story became about censorship, and like I did a radio bit at the state fair, and they're like, "Aren't you mad at the state fair and Ron?" I was like, "No, I love Ron." Like they were trying to back. I was like, I didn't want it to be about censorship. I wanted it to be about Bill Cosby. Why is nobody talking about that? He's still free, and no one seems to be doing anything about it.
Ultimately, you did get a platform to say that. Not in rapes.
Right. Correct. And then, like, so it, the story continues a little bit. Let's see, where else does it go? The canola people contact me. This is not a joke. The canola people, the Canadian oil, whatever, contact me. And I don't know if it was tongue-in-cheek. It was a letter basically saying there's a big difference between canola and rapeseed, and we don't want to be associated with Bill Cosby. Please make this clear to your fans or whatever. So I posted that on Facebook so everyone knows, like, even you guys, even the canola industry doesn't want to be associated with Bill Cosby. So that was fun. Canola people were mad at me. And then... and another weird twist of media going off the rails, and maybe this was, like, news bots, or maybe, who knows, Russians. Because I would be curious every once in a while. I would Google my name to see what weird articles about it had popped up. Because it went international somehow. My dad's an international salesman, so he was getting phone calls from people he had met in, like, Europe and China. Like, do you know this Nick Rindo guy? Yeah, that's my son. Like somehow they heard about it. I don't even know how it got that far, but it did. And so I would Google these news stories, and there were news stories based on news stories based on, like it's like Game of Telephone. So the craziest one I saw was, it said Nick Lindo, spelled wrong, that's not my name, Nick Lindo made a portrait of Bill Cosby out of grapeseed. Not true, it was not grapeseed, nothing to do with grapes. And he eventually took it down because that was the right thing to do. That's what there was a news article out there someone read that said that I made it out of grapeseed and I took it down
voluntarily. It was a come to Jesus meeting and you saw the light. And you
right,
took it down with
right. So that freaks me out that like a real news story can become something so different.
So the story of Nick Rindo's Bill Cosby, made from rapeseed, got away from him. Let's not let that episode overshadow his talents. That would be like letting a viral video of a faceplant on ice skates define your image, and, you know, not that I'd know. Nick, he combines a dry wit technique and a sweet sprinkling of nerdery. Plus, he's got a really hilarious aversion to a certain logo.
So there are grain belt logos. There are at least 4 grain belt logos this year. There's at least 1 grain belt logo every year. And because it's broken, you know, a logo is broken up into solid blocks of color. You just have to be like, I'm feeling the red, I'm feeling the black. And you can do it by lining the seeds up perfectly clean and smooth. And so you get those neatness points. And I've been beaten numerous times by grain belt logos. And at this point, I think it's comical. Like this year, there's one in second place and I took 5th in my category. And that's fine. But I've just acknowledged that, like, it's kind of like grading an essay contest on penmanship.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if everyone's getting the maximum, because I think they're being nice and giving us all, like, the maximum points for, like, creativity and originality. Though, side note, it's not original to do the Green Belt logo.
Do you think there's a common thread or common root among people who are drawn to crop art?
For a while, it was old women. When I first got into it, I felt like it was...
Define old women, Nick. Young.
Well,
Nick.
I mean, you had Lillian Colt. Linda Paulson's pretty old.
Yeah.
I haven't met all of them. Teresa Anderson's gotta be in her 60s at least. At least in their 60s. There are a lot of old, but it's
so
getting
fewer
younger.
Fewer dudes
sure.
Do it.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's you know, but that probably goes for crafts anyway. I've always been crafty, so mm-hmm. I've liked to do silly crafts. Mm-hmm. Whether it's illustrations, I've done lots of other mm-hmm. stuff. But yeah, so I think it draws a certain person, but I think it's becoming, whether it's the news coverage it gets or just people wanting to be part of the state fair now, I think it's getting more love and it's getting more participants. We had 65 participants just in the Natural Colors Lot 1 category, which is a ton of people. I didn't do the total numbers this year, but it seems like it's higher than, like, for instance, that I said my first year there were 8 applicants, I believe, in Novice, and this year there's like 23 or 26. We're getting a lot of junior ones, which, I, side note, are my favorite pieces. I'm not even joking. Like,
How old is a junior?
Is it 12 and under, or I'd have to look at that. But the kids produce some of the best stuff. Yeah. Some kid did a Stan Lee that I really liked this year. I was like, oh, sweet, some kid's gonna have a Stan Lee portrait on their wall forever. Or someone just did a deer that was really simple, but like, the style looked like a Picasso drawing or something. It was like, and I don't think that was their intention, but it turned out that way. Like, the kids just produced the most random stuff. I think it's the coolest stuff. Aside from, I also like the Fancy Ray one this year. That was my personal favorite this year.
Do you already know what you're doing next year?
I don't. So I've done Star Trek every other year, and this was supposed to be a Star Trek year, but because Burt Reynolds died, and my mom and I used to watch Burt Reynolds and Cannonball Run in particular. We loved that movie. We watched that so many times. So I felt like I had to do a Burt this year. I probably will do a Star Trek one, possibly Dr. McCoy drinking Romulan ale on Velvet. That's my late, it's like Kurt one. I think that would be super chic. I don't know.
Is Velvet allowed?
That's probably not. So there, but
Nick,
it doesn't matter.
Nick,
Mary,
for God's sake, let's not have another podcast on use of velvet in crop art.
They're not going to give me a ribbon anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not doing it for the ribbon.
Just use the velvet.
Yes, just use it.
Thanks so much for joining me.
No problem. Thank you.
On the next episode of Portraits, Politics, and Puns, Crop Art at the Minnesota State Fair, we're going to the Great Minnesota Get-Together to meet the guy who, at almost 80 years old, is large and in charge of crop art, Ron Kelsey. We'll talk about his collection of more than 1,000 seed bags. And by the way, he just got a tattoo of a corn cob on his forearm. I love this man. I'm Emmy Roscoe. Thanks for listening.